This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. All right, so a little more on the fundamental strengths in this economy right now. There's the strong dollar, which we just talked about, and then there's the strong job market. We've got a lot of jobs data coming out this week, including JOLTS tomorrow, which will tell us how many job openings there were in July. And then we've got this month's jobs report coming out Friday. Now, just a refresher, in July, we added 528,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate lowered to 3.5%, which is a 50-year low. We got Sarah Cheney Cambon on the line. She wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal about this current state of the job market.
We have seen that job openings have been really high over the past year or so, and unemployment has come down a lot. So there are just fewer workers looking for jobs than there were a year ago. The unemployment rate's actually at, you know, a 50-year low. And so as a result, companies are still trying really hard to find workers and fill those open roles.
Yeah. And you've been talking to a lot of workers who've recently been laid off and are looking for jobs. What sorts of things have you been hearing from them?
Yes, yeah. I mean, everyone has their unique story, so it's not like unemployment is short and easy for everyone.
Totally.
By any means. But the workers that I spoke with for this story were saying that, you know, they were laid off from all sorts of different companies, and then they were surprised at how many recruiters started reaching out to them and how fast they were able to find work, which really speaks to kind of, again, how strong that labor demand is right now.
You had a great anecdote about this guy named Reggie. Can you share his story with us?
Yes, yeah. So Reggie is from South Carolina, and he was telling me that in early August, he got on this Zoom call and found out that he was losing his job. He was in a sort of manager role as part of broader layoffs at this health insurance company he worked at. And he had been sort of in kind of talks. They were very casual with this company, an insurance company, but nothing was really concrete. And he thought that it would take, you know, about a month at least to find a new job. But then around 1 p.m. on the same day that he was laid off, a recruiter called him up from the insurance company and was like, "I've got good news. I've got a job offer for you." And this is the first time that the recruiter had ever told, you know, a worker or made a job offer the same day that someone had gotten laid off. So
that's
wild.
Pretty
crazy. Yeah.
How long do you think this labor market can stay this hot? I mean, are we seeing any signs of things cooling down?
We are seeing some signs of cool down. It's not nearly as fast as I think a lot of economists expected it would be. But we have seen that jobless claims, which is basically a proxy for layoffs, have ticked up some over the past few months. We've seen that job openings have declined from a record high. So it's still high, but just less high. And job growth is still strong, but it's not like it was at the very or the early stages of the pandemic when companies were reopening and kind of had to hire back.
And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of talk right now about, are we on the verge of a recession? Are we not? I feel like with a market like this, I mean, how do you respond to that question? Because it sure doesn't seem like it.
Right. It's a really interesting time because there are all of these sort of economic challenges. Like the housing market has been doing pretty poorly the past few months. The American consumer is in okay shape, but they've definitely been more cautious with their spending. And of course, everyone's dealing with really high inflation. And we saw the economy contract in the first two quarters of the year. So there are all these challenges, but at the same time, the job market is still this bright spot, really. And it's overall doing outperforming kind of the rest of the economy, but it's also a big part of the economy. So
yeah.
We'll leave it up to the economists to decide like whether we're in a recession, but
fair enough.
It's an interesting time for sure.
Yeah. Sarah Cheney-Cambon is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for joining us, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.